Lessons from the New Generation. Stories, not stores. Maria Bartiromo of CNBC sat down to a four-course dinner with several young entrepreneurs in their 20s and 30s who were rewriting the future of U.S. consumption. Together, they represented $500 million in venture capital, provided by the venture capitalists also at the table. They're seen as part of a movement wherein one of those wonderful reversals where we wise older ones may well have a lesson or two to learn from the new generation. They call it a sharing economy, one that is driven by collaborative consumption. What does that mean? Well, in the post-war economy that many of us grew up in, by standardizing everything through production lines, everyone could have more than they ever dreamed. Consumerism was born. 60 years later, every nook and cranny of our homes and our storage units is filled with stuff. Add to that the Chinese ability to replicate almost anything at a price everyone can afford, and there's no longer anything much to strive for. We've accumulated a lot, but then so has our neighbor, and probably a lot of the same stuff. Enter authenticity and a drive for uniqueness. Add to that a disdain for traditional consumerism, and you get this new trend. As part of the redefinition of the American dream, home ownership fell off its pedestal as the ultimate goal. Instead of houses being the perfect store of value, the last 5 years have shown how vulnerable their value can be. So many people now find themselves with houses worth less than their mortgages. As a result, today people who would normally be purchasing a house, especially young professionals, are renting. Instead of gathering assets and stuff, they're giving priority to gathering experiences. And the tech-savvy young entrepreneurs around that dinner table have stepped up to make it easier to fill our lives with experiences using technology. Whether it's a lodging rental site that helps them spend a few days in someone else's home, no, not the old house exchange, or using someone's nice car that would otherwise sit parked for days on end, or renting a designer dress for a few days at a price they can afford. They're living Cinderella moments, or Prince Charming moments. As one of the entrepreneurs said, after a long work week, she has no desire to go into a store on Saturday to buy something. Besides anything she really needs, she buys with a few keystrokes on her smartphone. She'd much rather have a memorable experience. She said, "I prefer stories to stores." Maybe it's a private chef through on-demand site Kitchit, or an instant access private car and driver instead of a cab at the snap of the fingers in any of 21 cities through Uber. Or maybe replacing a cookie cutter hotel room with an interesting stay in a home through Airbnb. Or being one of 3 million women, mostly under 35, who have already rented an outfit for a few days through Rent the Runway. What they're actually doing is buying on a temporary basis and enjoying personal, authentic experiences they might otherwise not be able to afford. You could call it the access economy instead of the ownership economy. And the trend is growing. How will this affect the rest of us? Well, if we look carefully, we might see another trend among our peers, one in which people are downsizing, living minimally, living more intentionally, more authentically. As such, for us to decrease our level of purchasing is perfectly in keeping. So next time you're thinking of buying something, think about whether there's a way to access it without acquiring it. And with the money you don't spend, think about what you can do that adds a layer of excitement or uniqueness to your life. Remember, stories, not stores. Let us know in the comment section below if you've seen a shift in your own priorities away from physical things and towards activities that add joy to your life.